Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today's Thursday, November 30th. Cloudy day in Salt Lake. Storms coming in, which is nice because the ski resorts are finally open. Don't like the snow in the valley, but glad it's skiing up north.
Do they have ski resorts open now?
Yeah, Brighton open. They only have one lift open.
Yeah.
Though.
Okay.
So, a soft open.
All right.
I think Alta's open.
Soft open's pretty good.
I don't think the Park City ones are open yet.
Interesting.
Okay. Speaking of ski resorts, you were talking about this. Salt Lake got the 2034 Winter Olympics.
Yes, we did. Like 95%, 99% probably.
I will say the nice thing about Salt Lake or Denver, either one, is they're both the same distance from, like, the Colorado ski resorts.
Yes.
So yeah. Either place would have been a fine choice. But
yeah.
Salt Lake, you can actually be at a ski resort.
Right. Nice. Yes. Yeah. So
Colorado's a great state. Denver might as well be Kansas.
Yeah.
Salt Lake's great.
I'm with you. We hashed this out a couple of weeks ago, but
yeah.
So, no, I am thrilled, very excited. We watched the ski jumping when we were kids, which was great. And so, yeah, it'll be fun to, you know, I want to go see speed skating. I want to go see, we won't do this now, but, I'm going to go on a rant about, figure skating next time we have the Winter Olympics.
In 2034?
No, not, 2026 will be 26. Fine.
Okay.
Basically figure skating has been ruined because of the scoring system.
All right. Well, mark your calendars.
Yeah. Two years from now, I'm coming in hot.
Well, we do have a lot of non-Olympic stuff to talk about today. We'll do an NBA check-in. MLS are in the semifinals. And we'll do a preview of each, at least each Power 5 Conference Championship game with some picks there and a little playoff talk. Let's start with MLS because something dawned on me, or not dawned, but I realized something today.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
I didn't realize something. I saw something that I wasn't aware of. Let's say it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
So in the East, the two finalists are Cincinnati and Columbus.
Oh, I did not. Okay.
Both from the state of Ohio.
Yes.
A rivalry as of 2 years ago when Cincinnati came to the league.
Right.
Apparently, so. Rivalry names in MLS, I only know of a few, but there's El Trafico, which is the best name ever possible.
For sure, yeah.
Rocky Mountain Cup is Salt Lake and Denver.
Fine.
Probably a few other ones that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
Apparently this one, Cascadia Cup, I think might be Vancouver, Portland, and Seattle, or maybe just Portland and Seattle.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. It's one of those.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But And I make fun of Ohio quite a bit. They have this, like, Ohio people act like they're, like, victims and, like, it's us against everybody when really just no one cares.
Yeah.
But the name of this rivalry is called Hell is Real.
That's odd for a couple of reasons. Isn't that just
crapping on your own state?
It feels like it, yeah.
Isn't that just saying, like, this is a terrible place to live, yeah, and we both live here?
It is, like, those are the two worst places.
Because, like, soccer stadiums, like, Galatasaray, and I think a lot of stadiums do this, but when Manchester United played there this week in the Champions League, their fans held up a Hell is Real sign.
Uh-huh.
Sporting Kansas City, like, the idea of, like, a home environment being like that is one thing, but just crapping on your own state is,
yeah,
completely different.
To call the rivalry that is weird. Also, well, Kansas City was what I was going to bring up because they're famously blue hell. And so for me, hell is, like, the property of Kansas City.
In MLS, especially.
In MLS, 100%. Yeah.
That's what I think of as well.
Right.
Yeah. Columbus is a weird place, man. Or Ohio's a weird place.
It is a weird place.
Speaking of Columbus, they lost to Michigan. Well, we can circle back to that, but
yeah,
they are not happy.
I'm sure they're not, yeah.
My MLS pick was Seattle. They lost to LAFC, playing Houston in the finals. LAFC's winning the whole thing, right? Because Cincinnati won the Supporters Shield, but they also have, like, I think the MVP got suspended for, like, going into the ref's locker room and yelling at him. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't think he's the MVP, but Matt Miazga.
Well, did he won something? Didn't?
Yeah, I mean, he's a center back, so I would just be.
Maybe he was just Defender of the Year. He won something.
Uh huh. Right. Very, very good defender. Was on Chelsea for a little bit. Never broke into the rotation. but was on the Chelsea roster for a few years. So yeah, great defender, just has a huge temper. You know, this is not the first suspension issue for him. And so, yeah, to get suspended for 3 games, which are going to include the MLS Cup, is pretty crazy. But yeah, can't go into the ref's locker room, that's for sure.
Yell at him on the field.
Yeah.
Well, don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't right. go into the locker room.
Yes, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, that's very clear boundary. You can't
be. What are you going to get out of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know other than taking anger management class what he's supposed to do.
Right.
Seems incredibly stupid. Especially because kind of a bummer to go from Chelsea to Cincinnati, though.
Is a little bit of a bummer, yeah. Used to play on the Red Bulls, I believe, before NYCFC was a thing.
Because I was going to pick Cincinnati to lose to LAFC in the final. I think I'd still roll with that. Maybe pick Columbus just for fun.
Yeah, I mean, Columbus, you know, has the playoff experience, which I do think really matters in MLS, maybe more than any other league
Cincinnati in the United States. Cincinnati was, like, States. The worst team in league history, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really interesting. So, yeah, I could see, you know, with Matt Miazga out, I could definitely see Columbus winning. LAFC, I think, is the most talented team besides all the success that Cincinnati's had. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, losing a big defender like that's a really big deal.
I think, well, obviously, I thought Philly was going to make it. That obviously didn't happen. I think the Seattle LAFC was a de facto final.
Yeah, it felt like
which is
that.
Early for that, but that's kind of what I think it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Houston's been playing well. I mean, maybe that's just because a lot of it's been against Real Salt Lake, who they've kind of had our number this year.
Crazy. Because Real Salt Lake's been good, but I think they played Houston like 6 times and lost 5 of them or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's we would have been like a 3 seed without Houston.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Including the Open Cup, which wasn't even on the record, but we lost to them there too.
Yeah, no, we would have played Messi and Miami in the Open Cup final if it hadn't been for Houston. So
what did you do?
Yeah.
Should we talk NBA in season tournament?
Let's do.
So I don't think we ever figured out the group things, but we do have the quarterfinals set.
Do have the quarterfinals, yeah.
So we got, I don't know how this works. Is it just like, were the Lakers, they're the one seed in the West, did they just have the most points in the West?
Or best yeah, I guess the best point differential, I guess that's why that matters.
So they're 1, Suns are 4, so they play each other, then Kings and Pelicans, 2 and 3, which I kind of think that's an intriguing matchup. And then we got Bucks 1, Knicks 4, Pacers 2, Celtics 3. I think kind of Kings Pelican is super fascinating, and I'd love to see a Kings Suns West semifinal or West final, I guess.
Yeah.
And then this is Tuesday, so like next Tuesday, I guess, and then December 7th and 9th, and that's in Vegas, I think, the 7th and the 9th games. Pacers number 2. I think their court was so bad it must just distract the team.
I guess so. Yeah.
Knicks number 4. I think we all want to see Bucks Celtics play in the East. Because we were watching that game. Was that Friday? Last Friday we were watching that game?
Uh-huh.
That's, I mean, Philly's in there, but Bucks Celtics, that's the best probably in-season game. Not rivalry necessarily, but like game we're going to get, right?
Yeah,
especially in the East.
I would think so. I think the Pacers, you know, their defense is terrible, but it would be fun to see their offense go up against the Bucks. So I'd be happy with the Bucks playing either the Celtics or the Pacers. I think it'd be interesting. You know, the NBA, they want Lakers Celtics, right?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, how annoying would it be? I mean, those two won like half the NBA championships or whatever, and then for one of them to get the first in-season tournament would be annoying but also hilarious.
It is crazy how dominant those two are, because isn't San Antonio... Oh, Chicago's next was 6, right?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
I think Chicago's next was 6, and the Lakers have like 15 or something. I'll pull it up right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a... Like, baseball's a big drop as well.
Right.
But basketball, there's 2 of them. Baseball, it's just the Yankees were the Yankees.
Yeah, well, I mean... And that... It is one interesting to look at basketball. Like, people talk about it being a game of stars, right? But, like you just said, Bulls are third or close to third with six championships. Michael Jordan's got all six of those. Yeah. Celtics have 20 or whatever. 11 of those are Bill Russell, right?
Yeah. You know? Each have 17.
Yeah, so 11 titles. So more than – that's like three-fourths of their titles with for when Bill Russell is there.
I was not going to guess number three. Do you want to give it a go?
Oh, yeah. So, let's see.
You want to just make this – yeah, we already talked about it, so we went to the top five. So, Chicago's four.
Chicago's four or six.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Lakers, I mean, Oscar Robinson for the Royals, I don't think they would be that high. It's not the Knicks. It's not the Raptors. Spurs, I think, are at five. So it's not the Jazz. It's not the Suns. It's not the Mavericks.
Spurs are at five. You didn't need to say it's not the Jazz. That was obvious.
Yeah. I know. I'm just trying to run through a bunch of teams quick. It's like, I know, I'm sure the Bucks got a few. I'm going to say the Sixers. Oh, wait. No. The Warriors.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't realize they had seven.
Yeah, well, I think the reason I was going to say the Sixers because of Wilt, and I was like, wait a minute, he was on the Warriors for a sec. I bet they won a couple with him.
Yeah, so the Sixers have three. The Warriors have seven, and four of those have come recently. Their first was in 1946-47 in the Basketball Association of America's the Philadelphia Warriors.
Oh, so I was kind of... Was Wilt there when they were the Philadelphia Warriors?
Yeah, because he played in like the 40s, right?
I didn't think it was that early.
Well, because Will was before Oscar Robertson, wasn't he?
Let's see. He was born in 36.
So 40. So 56. He's 20. So it would have been after that then.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe he didn't win a title with the Warriors, but he still got it. Because of that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no. It does say that he was with the Philadelphia Warriors, but then he was with the Philadelphia 76ers.
You think he just liked Philadelphia?
He was born there.
Didn't want to move to California?
I mean, he does move to California eventually, but... I feel like he was in San Francisco for a sec, so that'd be interesting to look into.
Yeah. It sucks that there's no film in his 100-point game.
I know. That's... crazy, like, because they had video cameras then, right?
Yeah, I think so, because Oscar Robertson was about that same time.
There's videos of him during the run. So, yeah, that is crazy.
Anyway, so yeah, in-season tournament this next week. I'm picking the Bucks.
You're picking the Bucks?
Bucks over Suns. That's my finals pick, so I'll do that for the in-season tournament as well. Although Kings, it would be... Maybe the Kings, just because they're hungry, they want to win something.
Yeah, I could see the Pacers or the Kings going for this. I also feel like this would be a good thing for LeBron to win. I think LeBron would like to win this.
Pacers-Kings would be fun because you got the Haliburton-Sabonis trade.
That would be fun, yeah.
You know, everyone slammed the Kings, and Haliburton's awesome, but Sabonis has been really good for him.
He's been very good, yeah, and he's fit in really well with De'Aaron Fox and all those guys. Yeah. So I'm going to say, yeah, Kings-Pacers are the matchup I would like to see. I think it's actually going to be Kings-Pacers. Lakers-Celtics is what's actually going to happen. I'm going to pick the Lakers to win.
Okay, you're going with the Adam Silver stream.
That's what I'm going with.
You're manifesting that.
Yeah.
Interesting, cool. Anything else before we get to the conference championship games?
I don't think so.
Talk about the NFL a little bit as well, especially Thanksgiving games. But let's go through each power conference at least. And this, my picks were the, I just picked the five power five conference championship games. So we can just do that as well as I'm going through there. 4-0-1 last week. So 33-27-5 on the season.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah. Let's start with the Pac-12 because that game's on Friday, and then the rest of them are on Saturday. Oregon is a 10-point favorite against Washington. It blows my mind.
That is, yeah, that's a big spread.
I can't figure it out.
Especially because I know everybody thinks that Oregon's better than Washington. I know Washington hasn't looked great recently, but they did still beat them, and they are undefeated.
Washington hasn't had the style points. I picked Washington to cover. I will say also, my preseason Power Five conference championship picks were Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, Michigan, and Texas Tech. Four out of five of those are doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Texas Tech was just wrong. Just
yeah.
a whiff.
Sometimes, yeah, you just have an awful.
Four out of five is good, though.
Yeah.
I think it's
solid. Yeah.
But Washington, has it looked pretty? No. Has Oregon been murdering teams? Yes. Do I think Oregon's better? Yes. I do think winning is a skill, though. I don't see Washington's going to get blown out. I think winning in Corvallis in that weather condition, at one point Oregon State had all the momentum. Shutting Utah had 20, it was like 28-24 Utah at halftime. Utah didn't score in the second half. Washington shut them down. I don't think Washington can get blown out. I don't think they will. I think Oregon's going to win still, but mm-hmm. I think it's disrespectful of Washington to have a 10-point underdog.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see if they take that, you know. I mean, I'm sure we talked about how coaches will just even make stuff up to motivate their team, so I'm sure they're going to be using that.
Yeah. Like, what in the world? I don't think either team would win, but, like, last game, the Oregon-Washington game in Seattle was the best game of the regular season. Oregon, people were saying, you know, 3 4th downs, they get one of them, they win. I don't think that's true. Definitely if they get the last one, they ice the game up. But, like, Washington showed in that game they can fly down the field. I don't know what happened in the second half. They were blowing teams out that kind of shut down. But I do think they have an underrated defense that can turn it on when they need to. They're getting some players back, including Austin Turner, hypothetically going to come back, their safety, who I really like. So I think Washington covers easily in that game.
Yeah.
10 points is too much. I still think Oregon wins. But I'm baffled how it's 10 points.
Yeah, that does seem an enormous number.
Yeah. Gonna be an awesome game.
Yeah, for me to know that's a big number and not know anything about gambling,
yeah,
that's noteworthy.
So you'd also lean Washington
to cover, 10, yeah. Uh-huh, for sure.
Oregon to win.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd pick. I'm not as happy about it, but I think that's what you'd pick.
We think either of these teams are in no matter what, whoever wins, right? Winners.
I think they've got to be, yeah.
I think they got to be as well. Okay, let's go to the next one chronologically. Power Five. That's 10 a.m. Saturday morning, Texas, Oklahoma State. So Texas is a 15.5-point favorite. Oklahoma State was almost not playing in this game. I was at the Utah-Colorado game, so I wasn't watching the BYU game. So I saw BYU's up, I think, 24-10 at halftime.
Something like crazy. That. Yeah, good amount.
So I texted you, like, what is going on? And then I saw the end score, Oklahoma State won. So I was like, I texted you again, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
crazy game. Is Texas better? Yes. But Mike Gundy, and this is from other Big 12 coaches, not me saying this, so I agree with it. Mike Gundy's the best, most creative, hardest to game plan against coach in the conference. Routinely does more with less in the same realm as Kyle Whittingham and Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. Oklahoma State's in that same ballpark.
Yeah.
You're not getting the best players to Stillwater. And
right.
They're still, you know, doing well year
figuring
after year.
It out.
Ollie Gordon, numbers-wise, best running back in the country. I wouldn't be surprised, and I do like Alan Bowman, their quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma State tries to, you know, limit the possessions, make it a close game, make it a one-possession game where anything can happen. Oklahoma State does have the ability to blow people out. They've also been blown out this year. But I think they're going to limit Texas' explosiveness, do what they can. Texas does have the best interior defensive line in the country. But I think Oklahoma, almost within two scores, I don't want to say it'll be easy, but I think Oklahoma State can do that. So that was my pick. I'd be shocked if Texas didn't win, but I think Oklahoma State can give. I think it's close.
Yeah, as far as winning, I just think Texas is so much more consistent than Oklahoma State, which makes you got to think Texas, but yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, that first half of the BYU game, I mean, I know they really turned it on and played good. I just feel like if you have a half like that against, like you said, the best interior line in the country, you're not going to be able to come back from that, really. So I think Texas has a chance to cover that.
If Texas does, it'll be because of that interior defensive line. Ollie Gordon can't do anything. Oklahoma State's constantly in 3rd and 9, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 12, behind the chains, off tempo. and Texas takes advantage of short fields.
Yeah.
That's a very real possibility. Mm-hmm. I'm just betting on Oklahoma State, not being more creative. But I wouldn't be surprised if Texas wins by 30. That's not going to be like, oh, what happened? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. No, I gotcha.
But Oklahoma State, they were 2 years ago in the Big 12 championship, barely lost to Baylor at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very good program.
Yeah.
They have that winning DNA, even though they were hit hard in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
So you're picking Texas to win and cover.
I think I am. Yeah.
Okay. Like, one trend I noticed, I picked mostly favorites this year, but, like, all my picks this week are underdogs. Next one, Alabama-Georgia, probably the best game.
Yeah, I think so.
And the one I'm most excited about from a chaos standpoint.
Yeah.
Alabama's 5.5-point underdog, so Georgia has to win by 6 points or more to cover. I'll just get it right off the bat. I think Alabama covers. I think Jalen Milroe should be getting more Heisman consideration. Not saying he should win necessarily, but he should be in New York. I don't know why he's not being talked about more. The funniest, most chaotic thing that could happen is Alabama winning.
Would really mess everything up, yeah.
Because they'd be in. You have to put Texas in if they win. Georgia's probably going to be in.
Yeah.
And that would leave either Michigan or the Pac-12 champ out. Definitely Florida State.
Right, which is great. Who are undefeated.
Yeah. But you can't. Do you think, because me and you would disagree on this, let's say that does happen, do you put Georgia in if you're the committee?
If I'm the commit.
It's supposed to be four best.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I would do is different than what I think the committee's actually going to do. Right. I think that you put Alabama, Michigan, assuming Michigan wins, winner of the Pac-12 championship.
Texas and beat Alabama.
Texas, I know.
In Tuscaloosa.
Because here's the thing. The committee, I think, is leaving Texas out for sure. It's just, am I leaving Texas out instead of...
You think Texas gets left out? The team that beat Alabama.
I do. Because I think that... Alabama beating Georgia is going to impress the committee, and that's like, oh, that's the big signature win. And I understand, that Texas beat Alabama, but they're going to say that that was at the beginning of the year.
The game?
Which is dumb. I know. But I think, Georgia's out, and I think you got to put Texas in and not have Washington or Florida State.
See, that's the one thing that I don't think the committee can do, because I think if Alabama's in, they, like, have to put Texas in. Like, they're no matter what they say, like, Texas won in Tuscaloosa.
But
that's what they're going to say is it was early, Alabama's a different team. No one's going to be okay with that.
I mean, it's just that... I remember how mad everybody was when Ohio State jumped up three spots or whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to have Texas jump up from 7 into the top 4.
Alabama would jump up from 8.
Yeah. is this the year that 4 is just objectively not enough teams more than any other year?
Oh, I think it's the only year.
Yeah.
Well, no, 2014, there were 6 worthy teams.
The first year.
Every other year, it's been like 2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
Like last year, TCU, I know they beat Michigan, but I was like, oh, this is definitely a national title contender. You know what I mean? It's not like, and Alabama winning creates that chaos.
Right. But leaving undefeated Washington out, who's beaten Oregon twice, is criminal.
But, well, that's the problem. Like, you can't. There's just no way to do it as if you're leaving Georgia. Like,
no, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Georgia cannot be in if they lose
the conference. But the committee is going to be like they're the best team. Like, yeah. They beat all these other teams.
Right.
But then Texas could say, what about the team we did beat, Alabama? Florida State's gone for sure.
Yeah.
And this is, we were talking about, I think last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, Florida State and Texas are the two teams most likely to get screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I think Texas gets screwed. I don't think there's any way Texas gets in.
You don't think there's any way.
I don't think so.
See, I think if they win, they'd get to four. If, like, let's say Georgia, Michigan, Washington, it doesn't matter, Pac-12, even if Florida State wins, I think Texas would get in ahead of them.
Would jump in ahead of that. I don't
just you can't have Florida State in. It really sucks for them.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, if you haven't lost all year, it's like, I'm just thinking of TCU being four the whole year, winning by 35 points, and then dropping out, you know?
Right, but TCU was legit good. Florida State, like, they're not the fourth best team in the country, and it sucks. I had Florida State number three all year before the Jordan Travis injury.
Uh-huh.
But if we're going four best, which is what it's supposed to be, it's not supposed to be like, you know, who deserves to get in and then from there. It's just supposed to be 1 through 25, what are the best teams, top four get in. Florida State's not that without Jordan Travis.
Yes.
It does suck.
And it makes me furious that that's a criteria instead of who deserves it the most.
If it's who deserves it, that's tougher, honestly.
Yeah. Because for me, it's like, if it's not who deserves it, then why are we doing the season? Well, is how I feel and how I've always felt.
If you're putting it, do you think Texas should get in over Alabama, even if Alabama wins? Because I would say Texas 1,000,000% would deserve it because they won in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, so if it was me picking and Alabama beats Georgia, I would go in no particular order. Michigan, whoever wins a Pac-12. Actually, no, I guess this isn't a particular order. Michigan, whoever wins a Pac-12. Florida State, and then Texas is, I think, what I would.
So you'd leave the SEC champ out.
Yeah, which, again, there's zero chance that happens. There's a 0% chance that happens.
I want Alabama to win so bad just for this.
Just to see just people lose their minds.
Like, somebody, Twitter is going to break. Someone's going to be furious. I love it. Honestly, even if, let's say, Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State, and Texas all win, someone's still going to be mad. But if Alabama wins, there's like three teams that could be pissed off.
Yes. Yeah, no. If the committee, I mean, I think that the committee maybe started fasting 2 weeks ago so that Texas and Alabama would both lose. I think that makes everybody's job
That would make them so happy.
Yeah.
It's crazy that the best we can do is a bunch of athletic directors making this decision.
Right.
Why is that the situation?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
When
are they? Because they're moving to 12, right?
Next year.
So yeah,
see, 12. This would be no problem.
Yeah, 12. This is easy. Like, I don't care if a deserving Louisville team gets left out or whatever. You know.
You know, it's nice for Louisville. They're in a way cheering for Florida State to. Well, not in a way. They're cheering for Florida State to make the playoff because they would get to go to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they're probably not going to get
a
go.
Is it Louisville, Florida State? Is that the championship?
Yeah, that's the ACC championship.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find a 2023 bracket of what the 12-team playoff would look like. I've seen it all over social media here, but let me just see if I can find one this year. I'm seeing a lot from past years, which doesn't help me. Anyway, I mean, I guess we can just kind of piece it together. So, if the 12-team playoff existed in 2023, based on the current rankings, Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State would get a bye. Oregon would play Tulane. Ohio State would play Ole Miss. Texas would play Penn State, and Alabama would play Missouri.
Okay, because Tulane gets in automatically instead of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I think Oklahoma should be in ahead of Penn State, but we're just going off the current rankings.
Right.
So, next year, this weekend would matter for seeding, would matter for buys, but Penn State, Ole Miss, Oklahoma would be sitting at home sweating, even though they don't have any control over that.
Right, yeah. Which is also going to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
So.
I love it. I'm excited.
Oh, man, yeah.
Now, what do you think Georgia's going to win? What do you think happens in that game?
I mean, this has not looked like the Georgia of years past. You know, they're still very, very good. you know? Mm-hmm. But you just can't lose. You can't lose five players to the Eagles in 2 years and just be the same, you know?
Yeah.
And that's only to the Eagles. Like, I know they've got other defensive players on other people. So I don't know. Yeah, I think Alabama looks a lot better than they did at the beginning of the year. I think they're going to be maybe – I mean, they've got to be more motivated than Georgia just because they've been ranked so low all year, having only, you know, lost that real close game to Texas. So I kind of want to pick Alabama.
To win?
Yeah.
You also want the chaos.
I would love the chaos. Like, just a world where Washington gets left out or Oregon gets left out. I think that would just vindicate everything I've been saying on this podcast about a 14 playoff for years.
I would love Alabama to win because that was my pick, and I bet on them to win in August, so I'd get decent payout.
Yeah.
If they actually end up winning. And the chaos as well.
And the chaos.
I think they can. Now, if Georgia wins by, like, 17, I'm not going to be like, what happened, but I think Alabama can win.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm excited. Okay, last two I think are in some ways the least interesting. Now, the ACC one is more impactful. That's Florida State Louisville. Florida State's 1.5-point favorite, so basically who's just going to win that game? Louisville lost to Kentucky last week. Florida looked bad against Florida. Excuse me, Florida State looked bad against Florida. I think Florida State fans feel like if they win, they're in. And I understand that thought process. That's got to be what's going through Florida State's mind. Louisville's been good, though, despite their two terrible losses.
Right.
Their good games are really good.
Yeah.
I think Louisville's going to win.
I think they're going to just straight out win.
I think they're going to straight out win. I think I wasn't impressed. Now, last week before the Florida game, I would have picked Florida still. Florida State still. But Louisville's a very fast team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jack Plummer, when he plays good, he's good. He's streaky. But if he gets good, Jeff Brom's a very good offensive coach, very good coach. So is Mike Norvell, to be fair. But I just think he's kind of playing with his hand tied behind his back this week.
Right.
So I think Louisville wins.
Yeah. I can see Louisville win. That would be another bummer for Florida State. You get bumped from the playoff to, you know, probably like the Popeyes Bowl or something. Because you're not going to a BCS Bowl, I don't think.
Yeah, well, they'd have to stay in the top 11. You don't think they would stay in the top 11?
I don't – well, the – I think the problem is, and I don't know how much conferences matter, but Louisville is not going to go to the college football playoffs. They're going to be the first ACC team taken to one of those New Year's Six bowls.
Yeah.
And so I think that just, I don't know, it makes it a little bit harder for Florida State to get one of those.
What's weird but nice about the contracts, so this year the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl are the playoff games.
Uh-huh.
Rose Bowl is obviously Big Ten and Pac-12. Sugar Bowl is the SEC. But that doesn't matter when it's a playoff. Mm-hmm. So the Orange Bowl, the only one that has to take an ACC team.
Yeah.
So Florida State could still go to, like, the Peach Bowl or the Fiesta Bowl or something like
that.
That's
nice.
So I think, you know, who would suck, be mad is Ole Miss or Penn State, because one of them, I think, would get bumped out.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a bummer for them.
So do you think Florida State? It sounds like you think Florida State.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Florida State, I think.
All right.
You know, until they lose.
Now, Michigan, Iowa, not a lot to talk about there. I'm intrigued if Iowa scores a touchdown. They're, like, the Iowa total, like, is 6. So it's basically, do you think Iowa will score a touchdown?
Do we think they can score a touchdown?
I'm not sure they can.
Yeah, it's... I mean, really, to have an offense that good and for your offense to have that many chances, you really have to be atrocious to be as bad as they are on offense.
It's sad that that's the reality they're living in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Michigan, it's a 22.5-point spread. So let's say Iowa scores 6. Michigan would have to score, like, basically, you know, 27, 30 points, assuming Iowa does what we think they do. I think they can do that, but Iowa's defense is very good. I picked Michigan. They were actually the only favorite I picked to cover mm-hmm. in the Power 5 championship games.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, I would go with Michigan as well.
Okay. So let's say what you think is going to happen happens. So Oregon, Alabama, Michigan, Texas, and Florida State win. You would have, if correct me if I'm wrong, you would say Michigan, Oregon, Florida State, and Texas are in?
As far as, so because I would do who's most deserving, that's what I would do and leave Alabama out.
What do you think would happen?
I think Florida State's out.
And Alabama's in?
Yeah.
And Georgia's out.
And Georgia's out. I think it's just, it's hard. I think that they really care about these conference championship games, and I think when you have so many deserving teams, it's hard to justify someone who loses their conference championship getting in over someone who wins it.
Conference championships are supposed to matter.
Yeah. So I think that you have to win your conference championship to get in.
Now, the SEC is always like, we're the best conference. We have to get in. I understand that. The Pac-12 has been fantastic this year.
Yeah.
Big Ten, the top of it's, well, the top two teams are good. I say, like, I don't think you can put Georgia in over a Pac-12 champ.
No.
Because if Georgia loses, it might come down to Georgia or Washington or Oregon. I think this year you can't put Georgia in over a Pac-12 champ, or other years you could.
Right. I agree. Especially if it's Washington who hasn't lost.
Now, let me ask you this. Of the top eight, Ohio State's not getting in. Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida, all the teams we're talking about, how many teams do you think can win the national championship?
I kind of think seven.
You think
I think Florida State's probably not going to win. So we'll say six.
So Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Oregon, Texas, Alabama?
Yeah. Because Texas beat Alabama, right? And if Alabama beats Georgia, I mean, that I think shows that those two teams could beat anybody. I think Washington, you know, is a little, they haven't looked great, so Washington, I think, is the least likely of the teams that could win to win, but I think they've got a shot.
Now, I know I just picked Alabama to beat Georgia, but I kind of think it's going to be Georgia or Michigan.
For the national championship.
Like one of those two. One of those. Now,
because you were concerned about Michigan a week or two ago.
And I still am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm considering saying if it's either two or six are the answer. Like, yeah. If Oregon can win, Texas can win. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Washington can win, Alabama can win. How much better Georgia and Michigan than everybody else? I'm not sure it's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But I still want to pick Michigan. I still think it'll be Michigan. We can wait till the actual bracket comes out to do official picks. But I'm torn. It's either two or six who can win. It's not four, though, if that makes sense.
Right. Yes. No, I think I agree.
Because talent-wise, Texas is as good as anybody. Alabama has Nick Saban, who's a quarterback who I think should be getting Heisman hype. Oregon, I think, is the third best team in the country. The only reason I haven't had him third is because Washington beat them. So you have to respect that.
Yes.
But love what Oregon's doing. Excited for the playoff. Excited for this weekend. Conference Championship week is super fun. Forgot to do the ick of the week, so we'll do that now, and then we'll do the top five. I got a challenging one for Matt. Anything else, though, before we do that?
No, I think let's get right into the ick, find out what I'm doing wrong this week.
Okay, so last week, the ick of the week, this is a turnoff that guys do that turns girls off. Last week, it was chasing ping pong ball. I think that's pretty normal. This week, the ick, the thought of them, not actually, just the thought of them being the egg when you're playing crack the egg on the trampoline.
But I guess if you don't like joy, then that's fine.
That's a red flag.
Okay.
Can't be the egg. Can't have her think of you as the egg.
So
and crack the egg.
Yeah, so was she sitting on her couch someday and imagine her boyfriend being the egg and then break up with him? Is that the situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
This is my least favorite section. I don't understand.
I think it's fun. And we got some good ones coming up as well. Now, top five is a good one. We try, not every week, but we're doing a thing where I have a list of five things, and Matt has to guess what they are.
Yeah.
I'm 3-1 against Matt so far. This one I think could be tricky. I think it could go either way.
Okay.
You get three strikes. The universities with the most national championships across all sports.
Okay. Stanford.
Yes.
North Carolina.
No.
No?
No North Carolina.
Oh, well, I'm in trouble then.
Okay. They are tied for six, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tied for seventh.
Okay. How many teams are they tied to seventh for?
Just Arkansas.
Just Arkansas.
All those track championships really add up.
Yes. Yeah, they have won a lot of track championships. Okay.
I shouldn't have told you that. Yeah. That gave you a strike. Well, I took a...
Yeah, it's, okay, yeah. I don't think I was going to guess Arkansas. Yeah. Okay.
Stanford's easy. I think number two's easy as well. And honestly, number three.
Number two and number three are easy. Okay. Trying to think.
Now, there's a tie for five. I'll let you either one of those.
If I can get either one of those. Yeah. Okay. I want to go with Ohio State.
No.
Okay.
I don't even see them on the list. Shoot. Oh, here they are. They're 19th.
19th. All right. Okay. So there's a few things I'm thinking. I feel like one of these schools is going to be from a bunch of championships they won in like the 1920s.
Not necessarily. You're overthinking two. You should get two for sure.
Because in my head, the two teams that were always up for the College Cup were Stanford and North Carolina.
I am surprised North Carolina is not in the top five.
Yeah, so that's really throwing me off, I guess.
You're going to be mad if you don't guess two, and I tell you.
there's something I want to say, but I feel... Okay, yeah, I feel like you're hinting at something, but I know it's not that.
It's not BYU.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, because it's like, I mean, I know they won a lot of volleyball championships, but not that many volleyball championships.
No, but we've talked about the schools, like, it should be the easiest to go for any sport.
Oh, USC.
Well, they're three, but yeah.
Okay, so UCLA.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So Stanford's one, UCLA's two, USC's three. All three of them have over 100. Next school drops to 56.
Next school drops to 56.
So those three with the Olympic sports really...
Really, yeah, adding them up. Okay.
I think you have one more strike?
Or
two?
Just one.
One more strike?
Just one, yeah.
Okay.
I guess Ohio State, so I've just got one more.
So, again, there's two school. Well, there's three schools. You only have to guess two of them. One of them is a powerhouse... And the other one's kind of an underrated powerhouse, but
Okay, awesome. So,
but like we've talked about these schools
in this context of winning lots of national championships.
I think just being kind of good.
Okay.
University, good sports school.
So a couple that are coming across. Notre Dame is coming across my mind. I'm thinking about Oklahoma because of the softball. But remember,
track championships add up.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's not Arkansas, and I mean the other real powerhouses, I mean, I could stay on the West Coast to do Oregon, but I just don't think Oregon has enough of other championships, is what I'm concerned about. I bet it's a gymnastics. Oh, well, Oklahoma's good at gymnastics. Let me say Oklahoma because of the gymnastics.
No, Oklahoma is... I think they're pretty high. I lost them. They're 12th. Tied for 12th.
Was it Oregon?
Wasn't Oregon. Okay. Oregon's 14th.
Yeah, I would have had a hard time.
So, Texas is 4.
Texas is 4?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, the school's tied for 5. I was trying to hint Oklahoma State's tied for 5. I was trying to hint at, like, they just won the cross-country championship.
Yes, you know what I mean? Okay.
And then Penn State. Oklahoma State and Penn State, I think, also got a lot of wrestling ones.
I thought about Penn State early and then went away from it, actually. Yeah. So, because I knew, Penn State, a few women's soccer titles as well for them, actually.
Yeah, so, yeah, Penn State, 29 men's, 11 women's. 13 co-ed, so that might be kind of horse crap, whatever that means. Oklahoma State, weirdly enough, 53 men's, 0 women's.
Zero
must
women's.
Be all wrestling and golf and cross country.
I guess so, yeah, because I mean, I guess now that you mention it, I always, you know, I never really hear as much about their women's team, so.
Carolina has 37 women, 13 men's. LSU more women's than men's.
The fact that North Carolina is not on the list is baffling to
me. It is kind of crazy because they win like three a year.
It seems yeah, like. It really does. So, yeah, that is
maybe they're catching up.
Surprising to me.
Texas has 29 men, women, 27 men.
Yeah, what has Texas been winning? Because it's not football. It's like a one or so basketball, one or two football.
They have, I think, I thought they had like six or football or four or something like that.
It might be. Well, it's like it's underwhelming for what you would think that it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm sure they've won some track ones. Yeah, I'm sure they've won baseball and softball.
Yeah, I think they won men's and women's track. Oh, yeah, baseball and softball. Probably that makes soccer, a lot of sense.
At some point, women's soccer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shout out to BYU's women's soccer team being in the College Cup, meeting the top four teams. So
go
so
Cougars. Beat fun. North Carolina, actually.
Yeah, in dramatic comeback fashion.
Yeah. Go Cougars. I mean, other than it was snowing, so I wouldn't have gone to the game. Other than that, I would have gone down. That would have been fun. And the you know what sucks for North Carolina is the women's tournament is in Cary, North Carolina, which is in the Triangle.
That does stink.
Right outside Raleigh.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, I don't know if you still got the list up. I feel like Utah would be very high with their both their gymnastics, but also their skiing. I realize those are kind of the only two that they would have championships in.
Utah is tied for 23rd, and nine of them are women, so I assume they would all be gymnastic. I'm not sure they're counting skiing, because Utah would have... They won last year, and there's no way they've only won one before that.
No, they've got, like, 25 skiing.
So they're not... They must not be counting skiing.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like in the state championship for track here, they have a pole vault, but they don't count it, because a lot of schools don't teach their kids to pole vault because it's very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So maybe it's that sort of situation. Maybe. Like they don't want to, you know, they don't want to compare Utah to UCLA because like you can't have a skiing team in UCLA, I assume.
That's true. That's probably it, yeah. I wonder what the co-ed one is.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Anyway, well, that's the show. Appreciate everybody listening. Always forget to you gotta remind me just at the start, but
I'll try. Yeah.
So if you're at this point, you've already subscribed, comment, 5-star review. So appreciate that. But if you haven't done so, feel free to do so. We'll talk to y'all next week.